moving peacefully forward. So there's lots of chance, there's a lot of support for it, and hopefully we'll reach the ballot centre fine. There's lots of chants going around in various languages, but we're trying to move along slowly and keep the whole process together. Hopefully, when we get to the ballot centre, we'll be able to make it into the site, so long as the police aren't too violent. The people are linked in chains to try and stop the police from trying to break us up, but even so, the vans are pushing us in from the left-hand side so that we can't spread out across the whole street. And they're also trying to try and control some of the press moving along at the front, possibly to let them come through much more easily. But the people are resisting it and pushing the vans out again. And we're moving along slowly. We've been going along for about half an hour now, and we're making good progress. And there's a lot of people. The people from the Global South are at the front, and they're leading the march with lots of signs and banners.
We can just walk around. 20 minutes. It's going to be these small informal groups. I don't know. I'm not sure if you're still listening. People are starting to break up into little groups. People are starting to slowly move around. I think people are starting to ask themselves exactly how is this going on, what's going on. So for the next 20 minutes, these discussions will be happening. So maybe you might, well, maybe you can just keep on talking or start interviewing people as we go. Maybe I'll do that. Just the live radio is still going. Have you anything to say to as the world is listening?
That's really amazing, the reaction to this peaceful process. You know, they kept pushing and pushing when people had stopped, for the most part, trying to go over. And I'm really impressed to hear that the Danish Minister of Climate resigned. I think that shows the poverty of the whole system, and shows that it's not just the people on the streets that agree that the process is flawed. It's also the people in the suites, as it were. That the people, even high up, even who are part of the system, are starting to recognize the problems with it.
Did you expect that, like, what we've just heard there, that the people trying to get out have been blocked and even beaten? Did you expect it would actually be that extreme from the police?
I didn't, you know. Usually, I mean, I know a lot of them were non-profits, but usually, you know, you look a certain way, you're part of a certain class, you can often get away with a bit, and I thought they're going to let them come out, because it looks even worse when you treat the people who are supposedly part of your system that way.
What do you think, like, it's hard for us, I suppose, here on the streets at the moment to get an idea of what sort of story the world has been presented with, but if people around the world have seen what's just happened to us here, and what's happening, so what do you think their reaction would be, and also what way can this build toward a truly participative system to sort this problem out?
Well, I think if people really saw what I've been seeing, what's been going on here, you have, I'm here as a guest of Via Campesina, and you have farmers from around the world representing themselves, representing thousands of other farmers, and we have 6-7 languages that they've been translating, they've been talking. There's solidarity, there's a unity of ideas behind all of them. We join these other groups in this protest, and people are capable of self-governing.
The head of the Danish climate negotiations,
Tony Hedegaard.
Tony Hedegaard
has resigned.
This man has resigned as well. It's the failure of COP. So where do we go from here, though?
Well, it seems like they're not ready to listen, with that one exception. But, I mean, there are these solutions from the people. And I'm a university researcher in sustainable agriculture. There are solutions that, you know, that are scientifically backed up. You don't have to just take the word of the people, even though you should, because they're the ones on the ground experiencing it. But there also are people in the suits who have verified these solutions, but aren't listened to because they're too radical or too different. But these solutions are all around us, and the barrier is not the solutions. The barrier is the system, the political process, the economic interests of keeping it the way it is. I mean, if you really wanted to solve it, there are so many things you could do, but of course they wouldn't make money for the people who are in power right now. They would have to redistribute some of the things to the people, type people who are here today, to the farmers, to the laborers, and that's not really what they want to do. But I think if you start looking to the people themselves, there are so many solutions that you can do, and supporting peasant agriculture is what the one I work on, and it's just very productive. It can produce more than enough food. That's part of my research. You can produce more than enough food to feed the world. It'd be less damaging to the environment. It can employ people, keep them in the countryside, and reinvigorate a healthy and vibrant countryside culture that I think so many of us really miss. We have this ideal of the farmer, at least in the United States. That's not the reality, and we should, if people could see this and see what's going on here, they would know that many of these things that we think of, these ideals we have, you can recover them, or we could even create them anew if they didn't exist before. But you have to actually listen to the people and cooperate and create these processes for people themselves to deliberate and come up with solutions. It can be done. It has been done in within Via Campesina, within the Brazilian Landless Workers Movement, within other groups right here. And so we need to find a way to make new spaces and hear these voices, because they're organized. We have a message. We have solutions that we're proposing. The solutions have a lot of them tested out. Some of them like peasant farming for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. And really, just the people in power need to. Well, they're not going to want to give it up, but we're going to have to take it probably. You know, through as much as possible peaceful organization, peaceful processes like this, but take the power to decide our own future, because they're going to decide to keep it the same.
Okay, so even though we're not in and we're just here at the moment, at this moment, participating in this process, are you filled with hope? Or?
I'm hopeful. I wouldn't say I'm filled with hope. But I'm definitely hopeful, especially, like I said, from my time with Via Campesina, seeing them organize a democratic process against across all the continents, across 7-8 languages. These delegates here representing thousands of farmers back home, each one, and becoming part of this larger group and organizing this. I mean, obviously, the people are able to pull themselves together, and right now we don't need people selected through the usual process of basically companies helping select them. I mean, there's a recent release, I think, that all but maybe 10 U.S. Congress people were millionaires. I mean, that's not representing the people. And whatever we're doing that is keeping people out, we need to change it. And the people can organize, they can have solutions, they can come up with solutions. We do have solutions. We can implement them. And so I'm hopeful, because when I first started researching conservation, which is what I do, I thought, well, you know, we just need to find the solutions. The problem is maybe it's not possible. Maybe we don't know how to do this. We know how to do it. It's here. So I'm hopeful, because all we have to do is implement it, though it is hard, because I know they're not going to give it up easily.
Okay, well, thanks, and enjoy the rest of whatever this adventure leads. So thank you.
Thank you.
Can you describe what just happened? Did you see what happened? Can you describe what happened by this police force?
Yeah, the police went into the demo and grabbed one person without any reason, just straight went for him and drove him away very, very violently.
Two police, like, dressed like this?
No, with civil cops, yeah.
And now